And Zoe Deschanel, 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, you wish.
Would have made it like a nice little comedy.
Oh my God, you would have gotten Pee Wee Herman for sure.
What is that, jerking off in a public theater?
Exactly.
I would have done that.
Yeah.
There must have been women that fingered themselves though at 50 Shades of Grey.
What happened?
There must have been.
Oh, women. I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
I was jacking off.
Maybe a rape. All right.
Yeah, a woman raping a whatever man she can find. You know, the classic Samoan child and a white woman thing.
Oh, I was going to say, she's doing the Omaga.
Fuck, no. But yeah, you know what I mean. Fucking, I remember her in that. And then I seen her a little bit in Need for Speed. And I think we talked about this before.
She was in Need for Speed?
She was in the Need for Speed movie.
The one with Jesse Pinkman?
Jesse Pinkman, yes.
That was a fucking write-off.
Oh, my God. Without... That woman with all bangs is fucked up.
I always forget what bangs are. I always, like, never notice it.
I'm pretty sure I told you to fucking look it up. I can't remember if it was on the show or if it was on the way to the show.
It's just hair over your head.
It's just hair over your forehead.
Is bad, yeah.
What do you mean hair over your head? Where head the fuck else does it grow?
Head over your head like that.
It's over your head.
See,
over
Zoe.
Your head, over your head.
Zoe wouldn't really work with a ponytail, but when she just had long, curly hair, it was good. But, like, long, frizzy hair. No, not frizzy. Frizzy's not a good way to put it.
When the fuck did she have curly hair?
I'm gonna look it up, but I think her peak was Hitchhiker's Guide. Hitchhiker's Guide. She was awesome.
I don't know. It seemed like an artsy movie, isn't it?
No, it was a movie based on like a comedy book or something, but it was like it got existential for some reason.
Oh, that's fucking great. Oh my God. What do you did you?
Yeah, Hitchhiker's Guide.
Did you watch any of the Madam Web thing?
No. What?
The Madam Web thing.
No.
There's like three different spider women and this and that, and they don't... everybody was upset because you don't actually get to see them do as much. They're all like flashbacks of stuff they will do or they can do or shit like that.
Oh, so like That's So Raven?
Kind of like that, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't watched the movie either, but based on what I've heard, I'm probably not going to.
We need that Orlando Jordan guy on this show.
Orlando Jordan?
That's what we need. That was the guy.
Black guy from WWE?
No. Is that who Orlando Jordan is?
I think so.
What's the name of the guy that always said he had sex with Raven, even though she's...
Orlando Brown.
Orlando Brown.
Orlando Jordan was... I think he went to TNA and then got real effeminate, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that the Pope?
No. What?
There was a guy called himself the Pope.
Oh, maybe. I have no idea.
He went against CM Punk. All right, whatever. This is such a weird fucking episode.
It is a very odd episode. I think it's because nobody came in with topics.
No.
Nobody.
We
fucking raw dogging
the
shit.
That's the side effect of the punchline. We spent too much fucking time in that car.
Too much time in the car and too much time to sit and watch another dude do comedy.
So now it's just me talking about Zoe Deschanel for like 5 fucking hours.
Oh, yeah.
God.
There's a lot of people going... whatever.
I never admired Isla Fisher until later.
Who?
Isla Fisher.
Who the fuck is Isla Fisher?
She played Mary Jane in Scooby-Doo, the first one.
Mary Jane? Oh, the blonde Jesus chick. The blonde chick with Christ. The fucking... Yeah. The fucking... was she a redhead at any point?
Yeah, she is a redhead.
She is naturally a redhead.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. She's the girl. She's the female magician from me.
Yes. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think she's married to Borat.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Then Jason Sudeikis married Olivia Wilde, because I always put those two together.
Jason Sudeikis got broken up.
Yeah.
And he got all sad.
One more look up.
Look it up, no, bro. Because I just remember being like, Jason Sudeikis is still trying to work it out. Meanwhile, Olivia Wilde is sucking some rich dude's dick.
Yeah, and I've seen pictures of Zooey Deschanel now. And, age will fuck you up. Jason Pacheco.
I mean, look what it's done to you. You're 23.
Jason Pacheco. Fuck you, I'm 25.
Oh, God.
Oh, she was an elf, too. Fuck.
She was an elf or elf?
Fuck, elf.
Elf, okay. I thought you meant elf.
Damn, man.
Fuck.
I might go 500 Days of Summer. I don't know.
500 Days in Summer?
But the whole point of that movie. Alright, whatever.
She was an elf. Now I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She sings in the shower. Takes a shower.
Oh, yeah. No. I didn't fucking watch it.
You didn't watch Elf?
I didn't watch Elf.
Alright. I saw it as a kid.
There you go.
Childhood. I didn't see The Night Before Christmas.
What? Nah, you got to. It's just Will Ferrell acting like that person that I hate, just being all childish and whimsical.
But it's because he was an elf.
I know.
You never seen the clip?
I got the fucking story.
You never saw the clip where it's like Peter Dinklage comes into the board meeting. He's like, "Oh, another elf!" And then he like Peter Dinklage is mad at that point.
Yes, yes, yes.
He calls him an elf.
Yeah,
it's cool
because it's funny. I mean, I'm sure every fucking little person has heard that in one way or another.
Yeah, they play, that's the joke.
Yeah. Who's the short dude who was helping? Who was sat next to you at Punchline?
Oh, I was about to say the short dude.
The short dude with the nose piercing.
Is that the black guy?
No, short dude with the nose piercing.
Oh, I mean Jared Senna.
Jared, there you go. He seemed like a good guy. He seems like a good short person.
Yeah, he
tried to get me some food, but he was like, "Yeah, they're busy." I'm like, "All right, it's all good."
Yeah.
I could have had some chicken.
I think I was being mean to him.
Of course, but they were comics. What are we not going
to
fucking...
I don't know. I don't think I talked to him that much.
What are you talking about?
I just messed with him because I knew he was an employee there.
He was a fucking... You had a little back and forth.
Did we ever... I don't think we ever had a big talk or argument. I don't know. I don't remember.
I remember... You know what I noticed? There's a lot of people who were like... It's the most awkward thing because, like, oh, we've done shows together, we've been in the same room, we've performed for the same people, and
you
then
got some of that,
and then we've also like just like no handshake, no eye contact,
that
no nothing.
That was fucking great. They were kind of like, have we met before?
And that, I have never met that dude.
That's a weird. I don't want to call it an SF thing, but that's something where they put it on you.
Yeah,
and if you say no. Like, okay, and that's like the SF way of being like, okay, then now we introduce to avoid awkwardness.
Yeah.
I don't know if you said, but he said, but you increased it with more awkwardness. We've been in the same room before. As in, like, we've happened to have been in the same fucking plane of existence.
We've performed in the same room before. I was going to say, but yeah, no. The dude who asked me, have we met before? I'm like, or you look familiar? I'm like, never, not once. I don't think so. But, like, other comics, like, it's funny because they won't say anything. But then when I went to the bathroom and we're in the same small space, they're like, hey, how you fucking doing?
Are you fucking jerking them off in the bathroom?
No, I'm fucking, we're just sword fighting. You know, it's trying to declare dominance.
You were
and shit.
Docking?
I was docking. No. Why I only do that with my friends.
Fair enough.
Who do you think I am?
Like, we don't know each other. And then they're like, I'll book you. Like,
I don't know where this guy's smegma been.
Smegma, is that the name of the uncircumcised? Are you fucking...
The uncircumcised is and then when you peel it back and it's got like gunk in it.
Can you dock if you have a circumcised dick?
I don't think you can. Well, I'm not sure.
So it's like a selected few thing.
Yeah.
But only one
the chosen can dock.
What? The Mexican fucking, that's all that means.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know.
Oh, excuse me for wanting to keep every inch of my dick.
You didn't have that choice.
What?
You didn't have that choice.
They knew what I wanted. Yeah. I made it very clear.
Fucking...
I kicked my mother in Morse code.
There was a Joey Diaz in his audiobook. He's talking about like how he was trying to avoid drug tests, and he put fish tank cleaner on his on the tip of his uncircumcised dick. And because it was that... The Workaholics is a pretty good episode explaining this, but it's the idea of like, he needs to... They do drugs, they need to pass a drug test or whatever, or they need to fail it or whatever. Yeah. Do you pass or do you fail it if you want
to
win?
If you to win, what do you mean? Do you, if you want the job, you gotta fucking make sure you pass the drug test.
Okay, so they were trying to pass it, and they already done drugs, so they try buying kids' urine. But what they do instead is they just do every possible drug in existence, or like they put a bunch of drugs in one piss. They do something like that.
Yeah. And then, they're like, we didn't do all those drugs.
Yeah, and that's how they. So he would just put fish drain cleaner or fish cleaner. Like fish tank cleaner in the tip of his dick, and he said it would burn for 3 months. But he passed.
What the fuck?
He had to redo it.
Of course he had to redo it. There's fish tank cleaner in here, stupid.
Have you ever done a piss test?
Yeah.
I've done it, and it's pretty scary.
Wait, did you go to an office, or did they have you do it right then and there?
No, they had me do it right then and there, but I went into an office in order to do it, and this is what gets me, is like, I went in thinking that there was going to be a waiting period, but they go in expecting you just to do it right then and there.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, can I do it? And I'm looking down at my dick, and my dick is like, you got this. And then the piss starts coming out, and I'm like, yes. I was pretty happy.
It's fucked. It's fucked. I remember when I had a hernia, or whatever the fuck happened to my kidney, I went to the hospital, and that's where they wanted me to do a piss test. While I'm in crazy amounts of pain, they're like, here, can you pee in this?
And what'd you say?
And I did. And then they came back, and you know what they said?
What?
You have a lot of cum in your piss. Do you mind just wiping the tip?
They said that?
I swear to God.
Bullshit.
I swear to God.
They said like, you have a lot of cum? Wait.
They didn't say it that way, but there's a little bit of like... semen in your urine.
But don't they?
Can you, they gave me a little damp towel and said, "Can you clean off the tip of your dick and then pee again?"
Really?
I swear to God.
But wouldn't they be expecting? Because it's really not cum; it's pre-cum or post-cum.
Whatever.
In,
either
and
way,
pre-cum is post-cum.
Yeah. Either circle of cum life. Is cum.
Fuck it. Yeah. But yeah. No. It's cum.
Yeah, I know you can taste the difference, but I don't fucking know.
But no, there's fucking, there's flaky cum, which is pre-cum, as in, like, it's fucking, it's, well, no, pre-cum comes, but what I'm saying is when you're pissing out, you get that post-cum. You get the flaky cum.
Flaky? What the fuck are you, what, see, this
it's
is
it's dried
are you,
out.
Are you just cumming spoiled milk?
No, that would be funny. Cumming fucking powdered milk or whatever. It's a giant fucking.
Just a big cloud of white.
That's it.
Oh, God. What are you talking about?
It's fucking gooey
every time.
But every time you piss, wouldn't there be a trace cum? A trace amount of cum?
No. Not unless you jacked off recently.
But
which, now that I'm thinking about it, I may have jerked off before.
You're a man. But fucking either way, I don't know. I would just imagine there being... Well, but they said there's too much?
There's too much. I was about to say, I was going to correct you. They're not saying that... Okay, we found a tiny bit amount. We found, like, one swimming in all your piss. They said you have too much.
So Elmer's glue.
Wipe your dick off.
You ever have Elmer's glue, and you ever have the plastic tip of glue that's still in it, and then you fucking push it, and it just squirts out like that? That's what you had. You had so much cum that it blocked the tip of your dick.
Possibly.
I could see that.
Yeah.
But that's a post-cum I'm talking about.
Yeah. Either way, it was too much cum.
Yeah.
It's too much of my cum.
Stop coming.
Never. Keep coming till the day I die.
How is you? So you had to take another piss?
My last words will be.
You had to take another piss?
What?
You had to take another piss?
Yeah.
So how was that?
It was not bad because whatever the fuck was going on in my kidney, it made me have to piss at least 10 times.
That's crazy.
And you know what? It probably wasn't the fact that I had an IV in. And you know, it's just fucking water.
Yeah.
So I'm just drinking crazy amounts of water or something. So I have to keep getting up to piss.
No, I had a spiritual awakening when I had to piss because I really wasn't expecting it to come out because I had no idea that it was going to be right then and there.
Okay. I thought you meant, like, oh, when you first found blood in your
penis. You know how it's like Spider-Man has to believe that he shoots the web and it's going to come out?
Yeah.
That was me. I had to do it, and then I was like, and then once it came out, I was like, we did it.
We did it, yo.
Spider-Man's back.
Boys are back
Meanwhile,
in town.
You got too much
Boys
cum on
are
your
back
dick.
In town.
You have cum just fucking pouring out of your cock.
Oh, yeah. If you ever see me spit up phlegm, that's just over cock. That's over cum. Just... It's coming out of every orifice.
Cum ball instead of a hairball?
Exactly.
Pretty much, yeah.
Fucking, I sweat jizz.
What the fuck is this episode?
I don't know.
What is this?
You said gay about 1,000 times.
Ross comes in, he's like, can you guys stop talking about cum?
Whoa.
Gay?
I'm talking about medical stuff. What's the most serious thing you ever went to the hospital for?
I was in a car accident when I was a kid. But I wasn't. I was driving.
What the fuck?
No. You believe that? I was Maggie.
It's
yeah.
Mexican, yeah, yeah.
No, I was in
that might be the most Mexican thing you've ever done.
It was by the 7-Eleven that's across my house. That's where, wow, 7-Eleven interlinked into my life. But no, yeah, that was it. We had an accident there. I got a big ass teddy bear because of it. Remember that?
Wow!
I used to hang around with it
and
hang around with it.
No, you got a big ass teddy bear and a fucking drinking problem out of it.
I would assume any teddy bear. I would assume any hospital visit when you're a kid is much more important than when you're an adult. Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Because you're a child. You're more delicate. You're more easily fucked up.
Because every year I go through a death period where I start talking like Palpatine because I'm sick, and that's it.
What, you get sick like once a year and then you
and
just
I just die.
Milk but, the shit out of it.
No, it's not milk. I just think it's like my body is like, you. I want you to fucking die right now.
Yeah, my body, my stomach hurts.
Yeah.
I can feel that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I do not get sick very often, but when I do, it's a bitch. And then I remember this last time I got sick, I was so fucking mad.
Why?
Because... One day into being sick, you know who else got sick?
Who?
The person taking care of me. My girlfriend.
Oh, you mean like a doctor?
Yeah, no. My girlfriend who was taking care of me, and then she got sick, and she got more sick than I got sick. So I'm over there. She's over there with the sniffles, and I'm over here with the sniffles making her soup and shit. I was so mad. I was so upset.
Who took care of you guys?
I took care of her while I also took care of myself.
Because you were less sick.
I was less sick. Because I had already, I had one day passed, so she was one day worse than I was.
Okay.
No. Well, not okay.
What, you want, like, fucking valid because you were sick first?
Yes. Fucking let me get better, then you can get sick. Selfish. Selfish, I tell you.
I am selfish when I get sick, though.
You're selfish when you're not sick.
Mucinex. Mucinex always leads to my demise, because I'm always like, give me Mucinex, and Mucinex never helps.
No.
Always makes it worse.
It's just like, first of all, you look like the Mucinex monster.
I've fucking said that joke a million times.
Oh, good, 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 good.
But I've said it about another female comic.
Oh, you piece of shit. All right. Tell me after.
Of course.
Guys.
What are you talking
about? Good,
good, good. It's your
mom. Oh! Ma, what are you doing?
She's literally a Mucinex monster.
She's literally a Mucinex monster. Son, I thought you knew this. I thought, I wasn't even hiding this. I'm an amalgamation of mucus. Did you not know? An amalgamation.
An amalgamation.
An amalgamation.
That was a big one. That was a big word.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give you that.
I don't like that you give me credit every time I say a big word.
There are random moments where I do give you trivia and I am shocked.
No. It's because you think I'm a fucking... You think I'm like Cheech and Chong type of stoner.
It just annoys me when you don't know movies. And with history, it's like... But that's whatever. But yeah.
History? Who needs history? We're doomed to repeat it anyway. I'll learn it when it happens.
But that's why you have to learn it. That's literally...
Oh, yeah?
You're taking a quote and just flipping it around. You can't do that.
Oh, yeah?
What is that?
No, no, no. That's my response. Oh, yeah?
What are you doing?
Listen, can you think of one time where we've actually learned from history?
Yeah.
What?
Gotta think, but we've learned.
What are you fucking... Wow, thanks, Perez.
We didn't
thanks learn. For making this show what it is now.
We didn't learn from 9/11.
We did not.
No, we didn't.
We didn't.
I think we learned from Trump. I think Trump we learned a lot.
What did we learn?
We learned how easy it was. Because Trump, there was this big thing... Before Trump, there was this big thing of, like, the Illuminati's out to get us. Or, we're like, that they pick who they want.
Yeah.
And Trump got in against all odds. That was an against all odds moment where he was at however many percent, and he just dogged every Republican in the debates until he won.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
They just made them look silly or whatever the fuck, and immediately America was like, cool. I have a friend who was like, I don't know, man. I think people are starting to, they're starting to like Trump. And I'm like, I don't think so. And then he said this. Donald Trump was at a, as a black conservative rally, and I swear to God, he put on extra tan to be even darker than he usually is. At least it felt like it. So I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
I don't know. They used to have theories about that with Obama. They used to say Obama, when he would market himself in certain communities, the photos of him, it works with the press, though. They would either darken him or lighten him in order to get people to vote for him. I always hear that stuff.
That's fucking weird. Oh, did you hear about the conspiracy theory after the Super Bowl?
What?
The Chiefs are going to win. Taylor Swift's going to come down onto this football field. She's going to look at the camera and she's going to endorse Joe Biden. And that's basically going to win the Democrats the fucking presidency again and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
She could have.
Do you really think it works that way?
She could have endorsed it. I don't know.
Sure. We can endorse somebody right now.
But she didn't. She probably never gave a speech, though.
No. Because she's a fucking pop star and this is the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you think that she would be able to grab a microphone and just be like, vote for Joe Biden for president?
It wouldn't be like that, but it would be Jason Kelsey, who she's dating. No. Travis.
Viva Las Vegas.
So he goes up and he's like, let me hear y'all from my, or whatever. Because he might make a joke about how much of a circus it was, and then he gives her the mic, and then she says something.
Why the fuck would he give his girlfriend the mic?
Because
he just won the Super Bowl with his football team.
Why would he give his girlfriend the mic?
Yes.
There's so many answers to that question.
Give me one. All right, give me just fucking one.
When you win something, you fucking thank something. And when you're next to that person, she's already famous, you let them say something. What are you talking
about? Why the fuck would you... name an example of that happening.
Super Bowls aren't selfish. Super Bowls are very team-based things, and you let something happen. You let someone say
fucking
something.
Fucking Kevin Hart could barely get on the field the last time he was at a football.
He wasn't on the team. He wasn't dating one of the players.
You don't know that. Hollywood is gay as shit.
He's Kevin Hart. He's from Philly when Philly won.
Yeah.
But he didn't... there there was no real thing of him going up besides
being a celebrity. You don't think the fucking football players like Kevin Hart more than Taylor Swift?
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is Taylor Swift has as much of a say on the field as Mahomes' wife. It's the same thing. It's just like, and they did make a lot of money from it. What?
Did Mahomes' wife speak?
No, but she's very famous for being very vocal against Pete. She always like usually puts her foot in her mouth over certain things.
No shit. Are you the wife of a brute? Are you not a fucking...
Yeah. It's Mahomes. Mahomes is exactly a fucking brute.
It's a fucking football player. You know what the fuck I mean? It's a
quarterback.
It's a quarterback, whatever. It's a football player. He's an athlete. He's not the fucking...
You said that as though he was a barbarian. He's not. He was going to play baseball. I mean, he's like...
You're going to fucking... Whatever. He's an athlete.
He's not a...
You're the fucking wife of an athlete. Nobody here is like, oh, this bitch is fucking political.
Wife of the quarterback.
Who gives... Is he a quarterback, not an athlete?
No, quarterback is the athlete of the football team. That's the person that says we're gonna go to Disneyland or whatever. That's that. It holds a lot of weight.
Okay. But does that make his fucking wife a political fucking expert?
What are you talking about political expert? What the expert? Fuck
did you like I'm saying this bit
all
you
said, it is. All
you said
it is.
She puts her foot in her mouth and she does I'm sure
no, who she gives does a fuck? It on social media, blah blah. Yeah,
yeah, of course. Where well, else would I never you fucking said
political
put
figure about it? What I'm saying is if Mahomes in the Super Bowl they hand the mic because he's the quarterback.
Hmm.
He has a lot more freedom than say the backup on what they have to say. That's a post game interview with the backup quarterback. But when he has the mic, his wife will probably be next to him. I mean, it's like, unless it's a team thing in that moment, but it's like...
It should be a team thing, yeah.
He could say, what do you want to
the
say?
The bitch was all the way up there. I don't know how she got down there so quick.
She can go down.
How did she get
what
down?
Do you want, what do you want to say, baby? And then, bam, that's where you endorse Joe Biden. You're acting like it's impossible. I just don't like that.
You're acting like it's fucking... It can happen at any moment.
It could have happened.
It could have happened.
There's not that much to say it wouldn't have happened.
First of all, do you even know if Taylor Swift is a fan of Joe Biden?
That's not the point. I don't care about the theory. What I'm saying is she could have 100% done it.
And do you think that it would also make everyone in America be like, oh my God, Taylor Swift loves Joe Biden. Let's all vote for Joe Biden.
There'd be a media circus around it and it would have helped. It would have helped Joe in the end.
No.
I think it would have.
I don't think so.
Think about it. It would have been fucking because the conspiracy theory people would have been nuts about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Taylor Swift people, they're brain dead. So they have to then go for Joe Biden. I think so. I think it would have helped.
I don't know.
Would there have been a backlash over? Yeah, people would then be like, "I'm a Taylor Swift fan, but supporting Joe Biden is crazy." Because and then they just try and like show.
I'm just saying, this little country girl is not going to go for Joe Biden.
She used to be a country. No, that's a dumb take. I think she does have political opinions. What are you talking about?
I don't think so. I doubt.
You still think she's a country girl?
It's where you come from. What the fuck do I care what song you're singing?
It's where you come from. No, she's rich now. She has a different view on things.
What do you think? What do you think her opinion is?
She's been rich longer than... How old is she?
Fucking, I don't know.
You know,
the fuck do you think I would know her age?
If she's at least 32, she's been rich as long as she's been poor. So what does it matter?
Was she ever poor?
She probably wasn't. So there you go.
What the fuck? Why would her opinion change if she was already rich?
So you're making my point for me.
What is your point?
She could be a Biden person.
She could be a what?
She could be a Biden person.
I doubt it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I said was I doubt it.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
No, she made bad blood. Of course she's a liberal.
She made bad blood. Oh, wow. She made bad blood.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Why do you have a Minnesota accent? Oh, wow, yeah.
Wow, she made the bad blood.
Toodaloo.
Oh, my God, Selena was in that video? And then there was the other famous girl that was
in
the video?
She's a pop star.
She's a pop star.
If there was a pop star that went Republican, that would be major news. But that wouldn't happen.
You don't think there's not any pop stars that are Republican?
I'm really trying to think. I'm really trying.
Well, keep thinking. I know it's not your strong suit.
I think what happens is a weird, you know, an Ouroboros is?
Yeah, the lights in the sky.
No. Ouroboros is, well, it could be an what do you call it? Constellation.
A constellation.
But
I said, the thing in the sky.
No, but what I'm saying is an Ouroboros is a constellation and it's like a famous symbol of a snake eating itself.
Uh-huh.
And this has happened to pop stars. This happened to Sinead O'Connor. Sinead O'Connor went so Ireland or whatever, so fucking like pro that, and she said, fight the real enemy, and she ripped up a picture of the Pope.
Yeah.
And then her career ended like that. I'm not saying she became Republican, but what I'm saying is things like that could happen. You could make such a move. Dixie Chicks. Dixie Chicks said, fuck Bush or whatever during the war, killed their whole momentum or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
like destroyed them.
Yeah.
Because America was very patriotic at that moment.
Yeah.
So going too political does have massive consequences.
Of course.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's all veiled. But it would help you more than hurt you to be liberal. And it would hurt you to have a conservative point. You take the Michael Jordan route and you say Republicans buy sneakers too. That's it. You just take that route.
Yeah. Well, fucking, first of all, what was I going to say? Even if you say I'm Democrat, you're going to get... Well, first of all, you're using too much. You're using your private plane too much. You're going to do this. You're doing that.
Depends on how you flaunt your Democrat. I mean, depends on if you fucking go for... If you're, like, standing next to fucking... What's her name?
Ice Spice.
No. Oh. Fucking... Why am I diddling her? But fucking, you stand next to, you should be ashamed, whoever that chick is.
I don't fucking know.
Fuck, she's already forgettable. She's not even underage anymore. She's like old now. So now it's like fucking, so now it's like no, because she was like, I'm a child.
Is it
like
Greta
Thunberg, yep.
Thunberg?
Greta Thunberg.
Thunberg?
I thought that was her name.
I don't know. It just sounds funny. Thunberg.
So it's like, yeah, it's different.
Is it?
It's different now, what you're saying. But what the fuck was my point?
I don't know.
Oh, if you're standing next to Greta and you're like, I support her, then yeah, you're going to be looked at for your jet to make fun of you.
Yeah. Anybody can be picked apart for their beliefs.
What I'm trying to say is Taylor Swift 100% could have endorsed Joe Biden and it would have had an effect on the country.
I think it would have had an effect on social media.
I think bigger. I think it would have been bigger if she would have done it.
No. Well,
Fox News would have ran with it. CNN would have ran with it in its own way, but yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's going to milk it for their own shit.
It would lead into the election.
It would lead... Oh, my God.
It's 2024.
11?
It's 2024.
What does that mean?
The election is this year.
I know.
So if the year starts with an endorsement by Taylor Swift, it's a massive change. People are going to talk about demographics. Come on. It's what would happen.
Do you think it's just like she's going to... Like, they're going to have a poll. The amount of Swifties that voted for... Biden is this much as opposed to this much.
It's not that. It's a wave. It's the start of a wave to the election. And you want the wave to hit around it. So you want to hold on to it. The election is a pretty good beginning endorsement.
Endorsement of what?
To get Joe Biden voted back.
To get a candidate?
To be a candidate. No, to be... He's going to run again. Okay. I'm saying like second term.
Second term?
Yeah.
I honestly don't want either of these morons.
Ooh.
Yeah. Fucking both of them seem stupid. They're both fucking old and senile.
Yes.
Why the fuck?
Not Trump as much, but yeah. No, not as much as Biden. Don't give me that look.
He is beyond retarded.
No, he's beyond fucking like boisterous, but that's not fucking retarded.
It's retarded.
Who's
it's retarded.
Who's
it's confident retardation.
It's confident. So it's boisterous. Fuck it. It's not flamboyant, but it's like it's something else. It's not what you're saying. Because Biden has tripped over so many fucking stairs, fallen on so many bikes, fucking can't walk out of a speech properly, and like Trump is just talking shit. That's it. He's just joshing.
He's just an old man. He's an old uncle at the fucking thing.
I don't think he's an old man.
He's an old what fucking man. Fucking look up his actual age.
No, could Joe Biden hawk shoes?
Hawk what?
Can he sell shoes? What I'm saying is Trump is still being like Trump to me has still always been the same kind of person that he was like when he was on Raw and all that. He's hasn't changed that much. But it's all in the name of like he said in his book. He said I'd be a Democrat, but I'd probably be a Republican because I know I could lead way more people in that realm. Like in terms of business, he had no political affiliation back then.
Basically, people are stupid enough to believe me on this side.
He's always been like that.
Yeah. He's old as shit. He's going senile. Yes.
People make this point about Trump. You really think he cares about abortion? As in, you really think he cares about people? He does.
Yes. He would love for all the women he impregnates to get abortion.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But he's on the party of people that are against that.
Yeah.
So what does he say? He says states' rights. He says states' rights and leave it up to them.
I didn't say he was a good fucking Republican. I said he's old as shit and he's going senile.
But what I'm saying is that Trump to me hasn't really lost. I mean, this is what's fucked up to me. The double standard of, is Trump's mental health okay? Can we take a... And it's like, Biden, really? They're using...
I'm
saying is this. They're using excuses on Biden being too senile to even have confidential documents. Which is what they did with... Which is what Reagan pulled. Reagan pulled something in the IRA cut where he was literally, it was his fault, and he bumbled it, and that's because he's a bumbling old, he pulled that.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, Biden doing it now, compared to Trump always saying, I'm perfectly fine, I have all my capabilities, I think that was his wording of it, he never once used an excuse of, I'm old. It was always in a business way, with his dumb, like, things in court or whatever.
Yeah.
It was just lost. He didn't lose a court case, he was fucking senile. He just lost a court case. That's it.
He lost a court case because he's a fucking because he's crooked and he's all that bullshit.
Because he's had a million court cases. That's the thing. It's like, to him, it doesn't matter.
Of course not. He's fucking, he has his money and fucking who knows what deals and all this and that bullshit.
I'll almost say this. You know Glass Joe in fucking Mike Tyson's Punch Out?
Glass Joe?
Yeah.
No.
It's just, he's the first guy you fight, and if you look at it, he has one win and he has like a billion losses or whatever.
Yeah.
But what matters is, like, if Trump has so many losses, if he's been bankrupt so much, that when that getting the aha moment on Trump isn't really that big of a deal because he's had so many. But he's also fucking still at the top. So it's like, what does it matter?
What do you mean still at the top?
What I'm saying is this. It's like when he was president, there were three different aha moments they thought they had on him. Stormy Daniels, porn star, flew right by.
Yeah, nobody gave a shit.
Turned out Stormy Daniels' lawyer was a fucking asshole. Turns out he was, like, scamming her.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Mueller. This was like the guy that was hired, that Trump hired, but the point. And then he was in charge of accusing the election for being a Russian stolen or whatever.
Yeah.
He found no correlation.
Yeah.
The aha moment lost away.
Mm-hmm.
Because according to the Democrats, Mueller wasn't good enough. But he was good enough before that, but not then. Not when the results come in. Third moment, impeachment. What does it matter? It didn't matter. You got impeached, and people could say that you got, but it's the same. It's
I don't think it has anything to do with him. I think it has everything to do with everybody looking at, oh, we can't have our president look, even if we don't like him, we as a country have to look like blah, blah, blah. Like, we didn't fall for this, and nobody's affected our election ambition. It's bullshit. It's all complete bullshit. It's all putting it under the blanket so America doesn't get embarrassed.
But in a world post-insurrection, it's different, so I don't know. Their insurrection fucked them up astronomically.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you understand how easily a white man could just be like, it's fine.
Shut the fuck up.
What?
It's just white guys in the election. What are you talking about?
I mean the white guys that broke into the Capitol.
How easy they could step in.
How easily people could just be like, it's fine, it happened. As opposed to anybody, any other race going, and they're like, all right, we're calling in the National Guard, because this could turn into a very violent situation, and this could blah, blah, blah.
Well, that was when we were Washington, D.C., and that became kind of weird, because Washington, D.C. has always complained that they're kind of like the middle child of politics.
Yeah.
Because they're not a city, they're a capital.
Yeah.
So they're always complaining about funding. And then, yeah, the fucking cops or whatever in Washington. There was a cop that got shot. One cop got shot or whatever. Mm. You see the video?
One cop getting shot? I've seen a bunch of cops get shot.
But one.
One. Which one?
Only one person died during the... It was that person. It was the person.
During the insurrection?
Yeah, it was a female cop or whatever.
Yeah.
It was a good joke I've heard about. But fucking... what was I going to say? Yeah, it was weird. I look at the insurrection on a low scale. It was like when people... Someone said... It's not just one person that thinks about turning over a cop car. It's like it's 100 people in a row. So there's like this party element of let's go. And of course it's fucking unjust. It's fucking beyond retarded.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is it's that same thing. It's the tiki torch mentality. I don't know.
What?
Forget it. You're not.
You're saying like if one person starts, the rest will follow?
It wasn't that. No. It was, It was a fucking brink. It was like a blink idea, and everyone, again, it's like one person just decides to flip a fucking cop car. It's a multiple thing. People look at a cop car and they're like, "We need to flip this out of anger. We can walk into the Capitol. It's right there." So then they walk through it like fucking idiots, but they did it.
Yeah, no. And then some of the security was in it on it, just opening the gate for them and shit.
Did they? I don't know.
They did.
I thought it was something of everyone ran away. I thought it was something of they just didn't want to impact.
There was a bitch talking about, I got pepper spray. But she had like an onion in her fucking hand and shit.
Did she?
Yeah.
She had an
onion. I had pepper spray. I got pepper spray. And then there was like, her eyes were barely red or anything.
Huh?
Yeah, people are full of shit.
We're talking about Joe and Trump
and why they're both equally shitty and
not senile though. They're not
senile. They're senile as shit.
Trump is senile as shit.
Senile as shit. Nah. Go talk to him without a fucking teleprompter.
He's old and could die. He could die way more, not way more easily than Biden, but it's like he can die just for being looking more unhealthy or whatever, but it's still, he's fucked. Like, he's not senile.
He's senile.
Nah.
No. I know you picture him as this great businessman and shit, but like, he's an old fucking man. Without people telling him what the fuck.
I never said he was a great businessman.
I thought that's what your whole point was. Like, he's still on top.
No, I said the Glass Joe mentality. It's the 999 losses. He's been bankrupt a billion times. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no. When you go bankrupt, they stop coming after your money.
If Trump went bankrupt once and it was during him being president, it would have been fucking mainstream. It would have been fucking everywhere. He's been bankrupt a million times for business reasons. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, it's the same thing with court cases. He loses court cases, but he loses a lot of court cases. And that's it.
And that should be an issue, yes.
What do you mean it should be an issue?
It should be an issue. He's bad at fucking a lot of stuff, shit.
No. He's not bad overall. It's like, he'll just do it out of the sake of, like, it's like fucking, it's like how you fucking spread your investments. Like, fuck, just put money there. The thing is, lawyers won't be with Trump.
Hey, whatever happened to all this shit he fucking took?
What'd he take?
Remember when they found documents in his fucking house?
They found documents in Biden's house, and look at what happened there.
What? You talking about Hunter?
I think it's there multiple. But
I was going to say, but no, they made a big thing. Like, they had to go into his property.
Trump?
Yeah.
Mar-a-Lago, I think, huh?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
But he just took random shit.
I don't think...
That's a senile person shit.
No.
That's some senile shit.
That's Nixon-y shit.
Fucking...
Again, I...
All right. Hey, I brought these papers with me when I moved in, and then he just takes them with him?
No.
Which, by the way, how fucking easy is this to steal intelligence, then?
Well, intelligence means classified documents.
Yeah. Because
every day you get a classified brief. But what I'm saying is that's fucking...
Wait.
It's not fucking... Like, I know with Biden, there's a puppet level of mentality of, like, there's people around him telling him what he probably should... It's the same thing of, like...
Every president, yeah.
No.
You don't think every president has a group of people
When Biden finishes a speech and he's walking around in circles, there is a person instructed with the job of getting him, escorting him out because he can't do it himself.
Do you remember George Bush just... Oh, this door's closed. This door's closed. Just saying hello to the fucking cameras?
I don't think he's... But that's not senile. That's just... Bush was always...
He needed somebody to tell him where to go?
What are you talking about?
Exactly what you're saying. He needs somebody to tell him where the fuck to go.
No.
Don't bullshit me now. Yeah,
when someone's walking around in circles, not even fucking registering where to go. Bush, if a door's closed, then the door's closed. He's like, what the fuck? What's going on?
He tried that one.
Then the doors are literally closed. He didn't have an understanding of direction.
Yes, correct.
So then
He has no understanding of where the fuck he's going, is what you're saying?
No. With Biden, it's literally an old man in a walker not knowing what to do. Bush knows what to do. He knows to leave. You're talking about George?
Nobody told him where to fucking go?
George W. Bush was stupid, but he wasn't senile.
Because he wasn't old as shit yet.
That's what I'm saying, so I don't even know what you're bringing up.
I don't know why the fuck you're fucking acting like Donald Trump isn't old as shit.
Has Donald Trump ever walked around in circles it's not not knowing what to do. It's not understanding what to do. There's a big fucking difference. Emotionally or not, mentally, he was just, Biden just fogged out. Whereas Trump is like, he just knows to leave, whatever. He just has his plan. He's a fucking business guy. He just knows what the fuck to do.
I'm telling you, without that teleprompter, he's a fucking senile old man. Have you seen what happened Trump? Yes.
I think one would say
when Trump's the teleprompter goes down, he's just like, "Hey, black people, there's so many lights, I can barely see them all."
I think
senile stupidity.
I think if anything, people would say Trump goes off the cuff.
He goes off the cuff.
Yeah, that's literally it. I don't know if Trump has a teleprompter, but I know fucking Biden does.
You don't think he has a fucking teleprompter?
I think he has a teleprompter on things he has to say, but this is a joke. Like, he'll fucking emphasize things.
If he gets a laugh, he'll dig in more to be like, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
That's a senile thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fuck you're saying. It's not.
You don't think that old ass man...
When a comedian has a joke that people find funny, he doesn't lean into it. I don't get what your point is.
He shouldn't if he has a fucking set.
Because he's part of the United States. It's different. I don't know.
What the fuck did you bring the United States up for?
What I'm saying is fucking there are people that are like, he's the president of the United States, he should act this way. That's a whole fucking blah blah thing.
Everybody has that shit of, he should act this way. Everybody has a different opinion of how someone should act when they're president.
It is weird. Yeah.
It is the stupid thing of just like, well, I want somebody smart. Well, no, I want somebody tough. I want somebody money. And just everybody has their own bullshit of how this shit should be ran. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all stupid. Everybody knows how this country needs to be led.
I don't think you brought to me a good reason why Trump is senile yet. I'm still waiting.
The fact that he was like, black people, I can't even see you with all these bright lights and shit.
That's
like,
a senile thing to say.
That's a very old man thing to fucking say, is it not?
I just think that's a Trump thing to say. I think Trump is himself in politics has made himself such a thing of like, I think that's just a Trump thing to say.
That's a Trump thing to say.
Yeah, I don't think it counts as senile.
It counts.
Fucking talk about corn pop?
Yeah, he's
what
fucking.
What the fuck is corn pop about then?
What?
Corn pop?
Who the fuck is corn pop?
His good friend corn pop?
Corn pop? I don't know who that is.
You don't remember corn pop?
I don't remember corn
pop. Okay, corn pop was a thing that Joe Biden did.
Hey, what'd he do?
Fucking, he just started rambling about his good old friend corn pop to like kids. And then the kids are like, what the fuck is he talking about right now?
Fucking, he has a friend named corn pop.
No, I don't think Trump's seen that.
Yeah. All right.
Trump's old, but he's not, as in like, yeah, fucking, he's frailer, but he's not fucking senile.
Fucking talk to him for a moment. I guarantee you that motherfucker doesn't know what's going on.
How many podcasts has Biden been on? How many podcasts has Biden been on?
I don't fucking know.
How many podcasts has Trump been on?
I don't fucking know.
I can name a couple.
He's been on podcasts.
He was on, he got an interview with Dave Portnoy. He got fucking interviewed by Nelk. Yeah. He just
Biden, I think, was on Conan.
It's not.
I don't know what the fuck you're saying. Like they have.
That's a TV interview.
All right. Well, let them both go on Are You Garbage and see who's trash.
Are You Garbage?
Yeah, my podcast.
Sorry, I know.
I like that podcast. Actually, that would actually be a solid episode. Two solid episodes right there.
War Crimes. Are You War Garbage? Crimes.
Are You Friends with Vladimir Putin? War Crime. That's
Is
pretty
it?
Trash.
I don't know.
That's
Is
pretty
it?
Trashy. The motherfucker murdered journalists for being like, yeah, no, this guy's not cool.
He did just murder somebody. He did just murder Alexei Navalny.
Yep.
That was the thing I was talking about last
week. That's pretty trashy. You're telling me that's not trashy?
Last week, wasn't I talking about infrasonic guns?
I can't remember what we talked about last week. But what, you were talking about a gun that kills you with sound or some shit?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
And that guy just, but I think he died when we were talking about that.
He got poisoned. I thought they poisoned him a shit ton of times.
Whatever, he survived, yeah, but now he's dead.
No, yes, I know.
That means he died last week. That must have been.
Yeah. And so, I just keep hearing like, oh, everybody's all sad over there. And they're like, they're arresting people for putting flowers on his shit. And people are still putting flowers on his shit.
But it's like.
It's a whole thing.
I don't know. It's like, are you garbage? You're friends with Putin. It's like,
that's pretty fucking garbage.
Well, yeah, you know what else is garbage? Fucking being friends with Saudi Arabia and then having to deal with the side effects of being friends with Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, it's fucking
they
garbage.
They kill journalists just as much, too. And this isn't me being like, but it's like, I don't know.
This is, what, thanks.
I think I don't want to call it enlightening, but I think people with the Ukraine war, people immediately, they immediately flock to it. People are immediately like, all right, we got to support Ukraine now. And then when more and more of those payments started happening, people really started questioning what the fuck was happening. By the time it reached Israel, people had had it. People were not going to blindly follow one side. We were like, all right, now the more protests happened during fucking the Israel-Palestine thing than with fucking Ukraine.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
There were fucking places giving.
Yeah, it's because fucking Ukraine started winning pretty easily. Like they started decisively winning at some point.
It was more that Putin was throwing so much and not getting as much back in return. It's not winning because they say this in the Civil War. People bring this up as like a thing in the South.
Yeah.
All the South had to do was tie. That's all they had to do to win.
Yeah.
So it's this thing of this. They're
like, you can't come any further, and since we're on this side, we can keep our slaves.
One country's entire basis is built on defending themselves from Russia, as in their planning, because it happened 10 years ago. That's what I'm saying about the. And it's like. So it's this thing of like they're winning, but them winning doesn't mean that they're going to. I think they have, but they're going to Russian territory and taking parts over. They're not looking to conquer; they're looking to tie. And that's it.
Yeah.
So it's that.
Well, I'm not. Well, now you're just fucking debating whether or not the Ukraine wants to fucking take over Russia. They didn't.
No.
They just wanted to defend themselves. They just wanted to get them out the fucking.
To defend themselves by doing that, we have to slit our wrists with our money, and then we need to keep on. And I think when that happened, people were sick of it. People got sick of it pretty fast.
I don't know why it has to be our money, but okay.
It's everyone's money, but it's a lot of our fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why, but yeah.
But like I said, in the beginning of the war, people were having Ukraine fucking stickers or whatever on
there. Yeah, but nobody had a fucking, yeah, but fucking Russia has a good point too, which is a little different. Everybody was like, yeah, no, Russia's invading for.
There's the option of just let it happen. I don't know. There is the option of let it happen.
Yeah, of course. I've always been a fan of it.
Of let Russia take over Ukraine?
And let whatever happened happen.
Yeah.
It seems like the Ukraine is not full of soft motherfuckers. They're basically other Russians who speak slightly different.
Well, they need our fucking equipment.
What?
They need our fucking equipment.
Yeah, I mean, the Russian equipment wasn't doing that good. I don't know if you remember them fucking using plastic and shit as a fucking as a bulletproof vest.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just heard this. I've heard that we're in a new Cold War now. And the Cold War is over Ukraine. It's like, I don't know.
Over what?
Over this. Over Ukraine. Over Israel. And it's over, like, what were to come. And we're always, as Americans, picking the worst case scenarios, which is why we have to go and do something about it.
Excuse me. What? Yes. America, fucking, they're the police of the whole world and this and that, and our military is the best, so we can go anywhere we want, blah, 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 this and that. When it's, yes, no, but I guess they're thinking the worst case scenario, another world war or some shit, which I don't understand. Like, if you let two people have it out, that's between them.
It's encroaching. So it's like, if something ends up going decisively against our way, then China, player, it's the same thing. It's like Vietnam. We were against China and fucking that, because they were funding weapons to Vietnam.
Yeah.
So it's like, if there is a decisive victor in Ukraine, if Russia beats them, China all of a sudden decides to side with Russia more. Right? Russia, China condemned what Russia did going against Ukraine. It's only because now.
Wait, what?
China condemned Russia for attacking Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
There was a thing of, like, China was looking for peace or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, if Russia were to just take over Ukraine, that's it. It's like a fucking, it's like a...
What if we just start speaking on Vladimir Putin right now?
We are talking out of our fucking ass right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but...
I just want to see how long we can talk shit about Putin until, like, one of us gets assassinated.
You think we ask Ross if it's just, if we just ask him if Trump is senile?
Yeah, sure.
We'll ask him, all right, yes or no?
Sure.
This isn't a decisive victory.
No, this fucking...
For all we know...
I'm telling you, an old man is senile. I know you see him as Trump.
No.
I know you see him as something special.
He's an old fucking man.
With the fakest fucking tan I've ever seen. He looked like Tan Mom in that video.
That's fair. We could be doing 2016 comedy. I don't mind it. We could do half.
No, motherfucker. I'm telling you. No, everybody knows he's orange. I'm talking about he's going dark orange, damn near brown. This is what I'm commenting on. On that specific video. Yes, of course, everybody. Oh, he's orange.
I haven't seen the dark orange video you're talking about.
I'm telling you. And it's so weird that it's at the black fucking Republican conference, because I'm like, are you doing slight blackface? It feels like it.
If he goes so orange.
He goes so orange, it gets dark. It gets very dark.
That reminds me of that TV show that existed where they made the white family into blackface or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, reminds me of that. Because the daughter was a little bit orange.
She was a little bit orange?
They turned the daughter orange.
Yeah. What is that, 2001 wife swap or some shit?
Oh, that was fucking... I forget what it's called, but it wasn't wife swap. It was,
life swap.
I forget. Blending in. It was something like... It was called something like that.
The fuck? And what? Did they move a white family into a black neighborhood or what?
I think so. I think it's literally... And they moved... Then the white... The black family, which got switched to white.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's... I think that's what happened.
Jesus, they'll put... They used to put anything on TV.
That's right.
It's a reality TV show. We were both around for the fucking century of reality TV.
What's interesting is, like, the history of Pitchman, and then what happens, because it's like, that was the peak of, like, you'd be watching TV and then Oxygen commercials on. Now it's like, now it's a little bit more like filmmaking, where you're looking for, like, social media commercials, and they're shot nothing like fucking... They're shot nothing like, because they're built. There's an innate sense of, like, I'm going to skip past this. As in, like, I'm going to swipe up.
Yeah.
So they're built on keeping you in.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the blue chew, fucking hot chicks, just talking to you.
That's why you keep getting the blue chews.
I think I keep on getting the blue chews because the girls aren't wearing bras. So as they're talking to you, you just know, because they have to talk like that. Their tits have to move in one motion for you to keep on listening to what they're talking about. I know
what you mean, but also...
It's all fucking...
And then what the fuck is up with radio fucking commercials?
They're built for old people, so they're fucked.
God, they suck.
Here's something I've been noticing, and it's so fucking annoying. There are videos where it's like, oh my God, I got all these fruits. Oh my God, I got this red... red orange, and then people are like, red orange? What the fuck? Red orange? What an idiot. He said red orange. Oh my God. Like, there are videos built on... people being so gullible that they think that the video is trying to trick them when it's just they just want you to comment that you're that they're an idiot so that they just get more traction like that. It's
that
so
way, yeah, yeah, that way, like, oh, people are commenting. The algorithm doesn't care whether they're being positive or negative. They just see that, oh, people are engaging with this thing, so it must be popular.
And they're being like, oh my god, look at this guy. And it's like, no, you're the fucking idiot because I'm like, fucking go.
I think I know our lane of super social media.
What is our lane?
I fucking there's this thing, and I just heard it on the Your Mom's House podcast.
Yeah,
just people doing like, oh, I went to the gym, I made my coffee, and I did this and that, and it has like 3,800 comments, and every single comment, deactivate your account, you're a piece of shit, stop doing this. I get it. Fuck.
Come on, love him, man. How are we doing? All right.
What did I say?
You're talking about deactivating your account. You're talking about the channels. They're just like talking about their gym life or whatever.
The what?
The gym life or whatever. You're talking about the channels. They were talking about deactivate your account. That's what the comments were saying.
Oh, yeah. The comments are just literally 3,800 comments of just bullying this person.
Yeah.
And I think we could do that.
It's like how ESPN has like a thumbnail of like something that's pretty ugly, and then people click on it just to go to the comments. That's it.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. It's just like, it's social media, but instead of influence, you're just there to take all the hate.
That's fair.
But it gets you likes. It gets you comments. It gets
Instagram
you.
Is much more negative than Facebook. Is just old people. So Facebook will be much more where you lead the sheep. Instagram, they'll notice it, and they'll call you out on it. I'm not on TikTok because I'm not part of the Communist Party.
You sound like the old people from the thing. Like, so are you TikTok? You're saying you're not stealing our information? You're not going to just see our pupils and see if they're dilated or not?
You can ask Ross.
And this and that. What?
You can ask Ross.
You ask him.
You want me to, all right, Ross.
You ask him.
I have no clue about your political affiliation. We've been arguing about this for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. First, we'll ask this. Who do you think is more senile, just based on how they appear in the media, Trump or Biden?
I'd go with Trump on
stage. What?
There you go.
What he says. Yeah.
Of course. Oh, my God. I'm telling you. I'm trying to explain to him. I saw this video, and it's Trump speaking at the Black Republican thingity, whatever the fuck. First of all, he's put on extra tan, so he's almost blackface. And also, he's just commenting about the lights. I can't. Well, there's so many lights. I can barely see any of the people.
That sounds like every Trump speech at every convention that he does. It sounds like
he's been senile for years. Then, yes,
no,
yes.
That's not what that is. It's just Trump being Trump.
It just because he does it all the time doesn't mean
I said it right. It's just boisterous. It's just fucking. It's just what he always does. But you're saying that he goes on
Biden
teleprompter.
Has been stammering this whole time. It's just Biden being Biden.
No.
It's just the Biden thing to do.
We have clips of young Biden, and he was but it was fucking. He was
when he was what?
What
when he was what?
No, we have clips of Biden lying about his education when he was younger. That's what I'm saying. But it's like fucking with Biden. It's like he's clearly they want him to do something, and he fails constantly at it.
Are you sure you're not just looking
the cognitive function with Trump? It's just like you don't lack the cognitive function to say what he just said. It's like you just fucking. He just does it just to do it. I don't know.
He just does it just to do it.
I know. Just fucking, it's a Nike cover.
Wow.
This whole podcast was a big Nike cover for you guys. I'm sorry.
Just do it. Just get the president out of the White House. Just get somebody new, young, with ideas.
What?
Something, bro. Just fucking this kind
of. Fucking AOC now? What are you doing?
Fuck. I don't know. I don't listen to her speeches. I just watch her on mute because she's
kind of
hot.
I just watched her Boston University dance video. That's all I watch.
There's a Boston University dance video?
This is a weird thing that happened. So she was like running and then people. And then this was the biggest backfire of all time. So it was them being like, oh, you guys think she's like, this is your leader? Look at her Boston University dance video. And it was a video. I don't think she had a bra because she was constantly, and people were like.
She was a bartender before she was a fucking.
All right, let's go.
Fuck, what are you talking about?
Listen, campaign manager.
Listen, she was. She damn near worked at the Coyote Ugly before she was on the fucking thing.
There's a video of her dancing at Boston University, I think, to Fat Boy Slim. And it was the greatest video ever, and everyone kind of.
Fat Boy Slim?
You can go with this, or you can go with that. Yeah, that song. And then people loved it. And then people were like. Yeah, people were like, I want to vote for her more because of this video. But Republicans were like, this is your lead. Yeah, that was kind of dumb.
It's all fucking. It's all in how the fucking. Whichever side of the media.
I'm sorry.
There you go. I've seen it go both ways. I've seen it.
Yes, of course. Just like you see fucking stuff about Biden being senile from your side.
Everyone sees that, though. What? We're about to end this podcast, but acting like everyone sees it, like no one sees that?
He jumbled his words. He's senile. He has no right to be the president.
When a speech ends, he's helicoptering around the fucking podium. So what the fuck does that mean?
He's walking away?
No, he's not. He doesn't have a clue what he's doing.
Show me a video.
It's about to be. All right. We're going to end it right now.
All
right.
Love you.
All right. Go fuck yourself. All right. Bye.
Go into mourning for the fall of the brave knights in the pass of the mountains. Wherever Giles went, the mourning was cast aside, and bells were set ringing, and people thronged by the wayside, shouting and waving their caps and their scarves. But they booed the poor dragon, till he began bitterly to regret the bargain he had made. It was most humiliating for one of ancient and imperial lineage. When they got back to Ham, all the dogs barked at him scornfully, all except Garm. He had eyes, ears, and nose only for his master. Indeed, he went quite off his head and turned somersaults all along the street. Ham, of course, gave the farmer a wonderful welcome, but probably nothing pleased him more than finding the miller at a loss for a sneer and the blacksmith quite out of countenance. "This is not the end of the affair. Mark my words," said he. But he could not think of anything worse to say, and hung his head gloomily. Farmer Giles, with his six men and his dozen likely lads and the dragon and all, went on up the hill, and there they stayed quiet for a while. Only the parson was invited. The news soon reached the capital, and forgetting the official mourning and their businesses, well,